Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, May 27, 2026 edition. In prepping for the show this morning, I noticed a couple of stories that I wanted to share with you guys. Yesterday, we talked about Mike Duggan, former Democratic mayor of Detroit, last week announced his dropping out of the race as an independent candidate for governor. Well, up on Mackinac Island, the Detroit Chamber, Regional Chamber of Commerce, hosting its Mackinac Policy Forum, where last year, last May, at the event, the Chamber of Detroit came out and endorsed Duggan for governor. Well, he dropped out prior to the conference this year and was speaking to reporters up on Mackinac Island. Former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan said last night that he dropped out of the governor's race when internal polling showed 65% of Democrats were afraid to vote for him because it would tip the vote to the Republican. Duggan, speaking at the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, bashed Michigan's lack of an economic development strategy. The $5 a gallon gas Iran war has caused anger against President Donald Trump and the Republicans, Duggan said. You can say that the house is on fire in Michigan, but right now, Michigan is in a slow burn, quote unquote. Duggan, running a campaign for 18 months, said he was probably doing 6 to 8 town halls every single week all over the state of Michigan. At first, attendees were farmers who felt forgotten by the state capitol, and young adults struggling to find affordable housing. Most recently, it was folks who expressed feelings under threat by Republican policies coming from Washington, D.C. Well, yesterday kicked off the start of the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference at the historical Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Last year, the Detroit Chamber endorsed Duggan's independent candidacy for governor. Well, in the Grand Hotel's auditorium, the Detroit Chamber's chief executive officer, Sandy Barra, kicked off his conversation with Duggan by asking, "What the hell happened, man?" Duggan described hosting fundraisers in Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. He additionally had a trip to Dallas, Texas, scheduled for the very week he dropped out. All of them attempted to build a national fundraising infrastructure. Duggan said, though, 94% of his donations came from within the state of Michigan. He said there was no national fundraising base for an independent gubernatorial candidate. and he was not going to ask his local donors to double down on their investments if he couldn't say confidently that he was on a path to victory. The crowd gave him a standing ovation within the first 5 minutes of him speaking on stage. After the discussion, he thanked the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce for supporting his professional and policy efforts going all the way back to the 1990s. Duggan then said, really, the bottom line strategy for his campaign, quote, I thought between no labels, meaning not Republican or Democrat, and national models, that there was a potential to build a national fundraising base for an independent candidate. In speaking to reporters, he described his initial kickoff back in December of 2024. Bottom line, Republicans and Democrats deeply want a Republican or Democratic governor and are going to be looking that way for the upcoming 2028 presidential election. There was not the same national urgency, and I didn't know that until I tried. As far as what he would say to other candidates running for governor, Duggan said on stage that based on the last 8 years in dealing with Lansing, honestly, I've got no damn idea, end quote, said Duggan. However, I do know what is a real problem is we lack a strong economic development strategy in this state. He talked about how legislators and Governor Gretchen Whitmer have both attempted, in addition, canceling different tax and even providing direct grants for corporate developments. He also noted that the transformational renaissance zones that grant companies long-term tax exemptions in exchange for developing on nuisance properties. Duggan noted calls in Lansing to eliminate the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, a government entity responsible for attracting business developments in Michigan. Well, when asked if he thinks both parties have entered this anti-corporate incentive era that could have negative impacts, he illustrated thinking partisan candidates, all they do is focus on winning the election, and they are playing to the sound that's out there right now. The question is now, where are our kids going to end up working? Tim Pamplin, a Rochester-based TV and radio presenter, said he saw this week's conference as being organized around Duggan's message ahead of him suspending the campaign. Pamplin said it was unfortunate that Duggan pulled out when he did, dropping a big clangor on the porch before the conference was able to get underway. However, he said he was glad Duggan kept his time slot tonight. I believe his message was exactly what we expected to hear, and that his explanation point as far as what's going on in the state right now, everybody needed to hear it. One problem we have in Lansing, everybody is dug in, and we simply can't continue to work that way. Pamplin said as a media personality, his eyes are on how the conference focuses on early and higher education, data centers, and child care access. Well, candidate that was in attendance was Grand Haven financial advisor Michael Markey. He's a candidate running for Michigan's 31st Senate district. He described his district, which includes three quarters of Ottawa County and a very small sliver of Allegan County, as home to both a very hardcore Republican base, but also business owners and people who want to see their way of life continue. Markey tried to run for governor in 2022, and again, he ran in 2024 for Congress in the 3rd U.S. House District. He said, "I've talked to Republican donors who actually contributed to Duggan's campaign. One of them, in an exact quote to me, was, quote, look, the worst case I get Duggan, the best case I get a Republican." That was his reason for donating to Duggan's campaign. And this was someone who actually maxed out to him. He didn't want to be characterized as a spoiler, but they looked at him as a spoiler. The worst case they got, a Democrat who they hoped would be business friendly, but in the end, they still may get a Republican. Another attendee, Dwan Danbridge, Chief Executive Officer of the Black Leaders Detroit, supported Duggan during his mayoral runs, but continued to vet different candidates for governor this year. When Duggan suspended his campaign, Danbridge then wondered, is there a reason behind the reason? I really respect Mayor Duggan. Like so many times, it feels like people are not able to let go due to their ego. So seeing that he was able to make the call early and let it go in real time was based on facts, based on data. And honestly, it took my respect level up a notch for him. Well, a few more paragraphs to the story. Mackinac Island started yesterday. Detroit Chamber Regional Commerce in Detroit, hosting their Mackinac Policy Forum. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. The best text message star goes out to Patriot Pat, Pat Battaglia. On topic, exactly what I was going to get to wrapping this up. Isn't it funny, Mike Duggan on Mackinac Island saying that Michigan lacks an economic development plan? Well, the Democrats destroyed economic prosperity in Michigan. Don't you think Duggan was tied into that? Well, here's the bottom line. The development inside Detroit would not have happened without Rocket Mortgage. Dan Gilbert, his money, real estate development, all the things that they talked about doing in Detroit, Dan Gilbert, his money, along with others, Ford Motor Company, look at what they did to the old train station. All kinds of economic development in Detroit had to do with real estate. Every single development that they spent money on to improve the city of Detroit was done with private sector money from Dan Gilbert, Rocket Mortgage, and a ton of money from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation in Lansing. Duggan claimed that he lowered taxes on the residents, property taxes. Well, if you actually look at what they're paying in property taxes, not true. It's a false statement. But getting back to somebody who is a chief executive officer of the Black Leaders in Detroit, Dwan Danbridge. When asked, now that Duggan's out of the race, what do you want from a future governor? Well, he mentioned, following the Black Lives Matter protests of 2020, elected officials were willing to invest in grants, free money, supporting Black entrepreneurs and their well-being overall. But when Trump came along and canceled diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, which became a thing during the 24 election cycle, it was a totally different time. Now, what we're dealing with compared to what we were doing just a few years ago, people were applying pressure to make sure that we are no longer making our investment decisions into projects based on DEI. Danbridge said he would like to see a leader who isn't afraid of such investments, adding that his organization launched a support system for local real estate developers and investor to build single-family homes up to, listen to this, 4 units. A quadplex, not a duplex, a quad. 4 family units in a single building, sharing foundation costs, roof costs, and infrastructure costs. I'm watching Detroiters wanting us to develop their neighborhoods and their communities. And though it doesn't sound sexy, it may not even sound like a new idea. But being able to actually see us still have pride in our city, we just have to figure out how to do it cheaper and more efficiently. We see many people, for example, some 20-year-olds called the Mack Brothers, are buying and renovating homes in their old neighborhoods where they grew up. We're also seeing other large developments happening, and we have to continue to invest in Detroit. Well, of course, he's the chief executive officer of Black Leaders of Detroit. He's advocating for investment in his city. Understand totally. But we're also wanting these developers, Pat Battaglia, Anthony Randazzo, folks from downstate, to come up here to Northern Michigan and help us. We need housing. Last night was a perfect example. City of Gaylor approving 42 duplexes, 84 new units. Pat Battaglia is working on some workforce housing, senior living housing on the west end of Gaylord. Folks, this type of developments, Alpena, Midland, Petoskey, Sheboygan, even in the UP, we need development. I believe the kids will come back. In our own family, we're down to just one child, grandchild, not living in Michigan. Jessica, granddaughter, and her fiance moved back from Jacksonville, Florida. They're coming back, but they need places to live and they need jobs. That's the economic development plan we should have from the next governor of the state of Michigan. Hour number two today's show, more stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings true. Perry Johnson coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No hold bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the play, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent.